Welcome to the My Shamanic Life podcast, your exploration of spiritual ecology and the shamanic and spiritual practices that promote well-being for all beings. I'm your host, Debbie Phil, and I'm here to share insights and practices to get ready, get rooted, and get real about your health and the state of life on planet Earth. We'll explore the wisdom of deep ecology, look at some sad truths about the disappearing more than human world, feel into earth-based practices and teachings, and take action to help restore the wonder and magic of biodiversity to our world. I invite you to discover your passion and power, to unlock your inner wisdom, and to connect with our earth family as you map your own path to service. I am a white woman recording on the Adirondack hunting territory of the Mohawk Nation of the Haudenosaunee Confederacy, ceded in 1797 without council approval. I acknowledge that my presence here is the ongoing legacy of settler colonialism, which includes the exclusion and erasure of many Indigenous peoples. I also acknowledge that this land I am on was once shared with species that have been eradicated by those settlers, including the Eastern Cougar, the Canadian Lynx, the Eastern Elk, the Passenger Pigeon, and the Gray Wolf. Settle in now, and wherever you are listening, notice how the earth is holding you. Become aware of what touches the ground, the floor, your chair, or whatever is supporting you. Sink a little deeper into that support and feel your energetic roots sink down into the earth. Feel how you are held, anchored in, nourished and nurtured. You are here. The time is now. Celebrate the harvest in an earth-based, nature-honoring ritual. Join us on Zoom on Sunday, September 24th, 2023, at 7:30 p.m. Eastern Time for a ceremony for Mabon, the second harvest festival in the neo-pagan Wheel of the Year. We will be journeying together, doing some divination, blessing the squirrels, and offering gratitude. The link to the event is in the show notes. Also, this fall's virtual shamanic Reiki trainings are on the schedule and registration is open on my website. Level 1 and Level 2 are each going to be on 3 consecutive Monday nights from 7 to 10 p.m. Eastern Time. Level 1 begins soon on September 25th, and Level 2 kicks off on November 20th. You'll find that link in the show notes as well. Virtual Level 1 and Level 2 will be offered again, along with Shamanic Reiki Master Practitioner, in the new year. Merriam-Webster defines holy as exalted or worthy of complete devotion, as one perfect in goodness and righteousness. When I was thinking about what to say about what I've been harvesting this month, I used holy in a different way, like holy smoke or holy cow. But after I wrote holy harvest in my notebook, I considered what deeper meaning might be in these words. I'm not a farmer. I'm barely a gardener, although I did manage to keep a tomato plant alive this year. I can't say the same for the squash or the broccoli, though. But anyway, I am not a farmer. So I'm, of course, talking about a metaphorical harvest. What got planted was a lot of ideas and intentions. But, like my real garden, I had limited time to tend them. Some things got attention, some things didn't. Fortunately, some of those neglected things grew in spite of my lack of care. Others died on the vine. Does it mean I'm giving up? Maybe not. I can always try again. It's those things that flourished and are being harvested now that made me think, holy harvest. One thing I really wanted to do was officiate more weddings and hand fastings, but not too many. I wanted to do one a month so I could savor the creation process and make each one special. I booked two this week and had to turn down another because I already had something on my calendar. The interesting thing is, I haven't done anything to promote my officiating service. It's definitely on the grew in spite of my neglect list. I wanted to get an in-person full moon circle going. Done. People are interested. I wanted to film my shamanic Reiki trainings. Getting there. There's still room for you. I intended to do more talks and sermons. I'm getting offered opportunities. So it was an excited holy harvest when I started listing those. But it is also a reverent one. When I graduated from seminary and was ordained, I never declared I was going to be a wedding officiant or give talks. I vowed to care for the earth and all her beings with compassion and to live kindly. And I vowed to always see the magic. So I look at what I'm harvesting now with eyes attuned to the magic. I know the power of intention setting, of taking action to manifest, and of harvesting with discernment. It's like one beautiful spell being woven over months or even years. And that is exalted, righteous, and holy. My invitation to you is to consider your own holy harvest. As we approach the equinox, bringing in fall here in the Northern Hemisphere, and we're thinking about celebrating Mabon, the harvest festival, I invite you to see the magic in whatever you have harvested. Some of them will have been hard won. Some will have come easy. They are all holy. If you can, take 10 minutes now and join me in a short ritual. You don't need much, just a piece of paper or your journal and something to write with. Find a place you can sit with those and listen to my words. To begin, close your eyes. Take a deep breath in. Feel the air hit your lungs and all that life force flowing in. Then breathe out slowly, completely. Take another deep breath in. Imagine the air sweeping through your lungs like it's sweeping away the dust and cobwebs. Breathe that out. Another deep breath, restoring, renewing oxygen flowing in. As you breathe out, settle into deep peace. As I begin to walk a clockwise circle, No, I am circling around you, around everyone listening. I walk the circle and ask the earth to keep us safe within and to remind us that we are on sacred land, in sacred space, and that sacredness is always beneath our feet. We just need to remember. I circle once. Twice. Three times. The circle is cast. Facing the east now, I call to the east and the element air. Send your winds down across the now empty fields to clear our minds, to clarify our thoughts. Welcome, east and air. Facing the south, I call to the south and the element fire. Burn away what died, what didn't come to be, that we chose to leave behind. Welcome, south and fire. And now facing the west, I call to the west and the element water. Pour your cleansing waters over us and let us be renewed. Welcome, west and water. And then facing north, I call to the north and the element earth. Drop your fruits and nuts at our feet, showing us abundance within and without. Welcome, north and earth. And in the center now, I call for the energy of the earth to rise and the energy of the sun to descend, to meet in each of us in balance and harmony. Thank you, Earth and Sun, for your blessings. And now in this sacred circle, I invite you to write. Take a few more deep breaths, and when you're ready, write about your holy harvest. What did you intend to bring into the world? What did you declare, whether publicly or to yourself? What did you dream of without ever speaking of it? Write about how they came into being or didn't. Write about what came to be that you didn't even know you wanted. Write about what surprised you when you harvested. Write about grief or regret for what never grew. I'll give you some time to write. If you need more, pause this and take whatever time you need.
Thank you.
Now put your pen down. Close your journal or turn your paper over. Close your eyes. How do you feel? There is magic flowing through you. It was in those words you wrote. Take a moment to consider the magic in what you harvested. And now let's say the words to the earth and the sun and the magic that ignite our gratitude. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Take a deep breath with that. I am again facing the north. Thank you, North and Element Earth. I release you. I turn to the west. Thank you, West and Element Water. I release you. I face the south. Thank you, South and Element Fire. I release you. And facing east, thank you, East and Element Air. I release you. I walk the circle again, this time counterclockwise, with reverence for the sacred space that held us. Thank you for the protection. Once around, unwinding the circle. Twice. And three times. Our circle is open. Thank you for joining me for this episode of My Shamanic Life. Check the show notes for the links I mentioned this week. And remember to like and subscribe to get weekly episodes in your feed with more practices, teachings, and actions so you can get ready, get rooted, and get real about life on this planet. May you find wonder and magic in the beings around you this week and practice walking gently on our earth each and every day.